The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 12 noon Central Time where we are here on this Friday. I'm sorry, but there's nothing to feel good about. It's TGI Friday, right? Or the government is you know what. I mean, now I'm starting to understand exactly what a banana republic is all about. Because we certainly don't have a democracy when they're allowed to run amok. We have a constitutional republic that has been subverted, and Congress is helping do it. And given what Jay Valentine just told us, I know a lot of you are just like, well, what's the sense of going to the polls? What's the sense of voting? I mean, your vote's not going to do any good anyway. Yeah, I know. Let the government win. Let them walk all over you. Let them come to your house and shoot you dead. Oh, man, they're just, you know. Got any drugs or guns there? Well, don't worry. We'll plant some and we'll put a bullet in your head like we did with Brian Malinowski. I mean, you can just quit right now, right? They're counting on it. They're counting on it. They're counting on you being so freaked out and so upset that you're not going to go to the polls. That's a wrong way to think if you're an American. If you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, you know, you have a right to go to the poll and vote, then you should be doing it. Not sitting at home and letting all of these mail-in ballots do your talking for you, especially if Biden engineers it and our government engineers it to keep these people in power. I mean, there will be no end in sight. You will have nothing but a communist nation by Agenda 2030. We talked about this before. They are working closer towards this. Fortunately, the Supreme Court has ruled unanimously that the National Rifle Association plausibly alleged that a former New York State official violated the First Amendment by pressuring insurance companies to cut ties with the NRA, National Rifle Association. Yeah, this is NRA v. VUO. Yeah, and Court Justice Sotomayor, yeah, Sonia Sotomayor wrote it, the majority opinion, unanimous. In doing so, she can rely on the merits and force her ideas, her strength of her convictions, her ability to inspire others. What she cannot do is use the power of the state to punish or suppress disfavored expression. Gee, wonder what they just did to Trump. Neil Gorsuch and Ketanji Brown Jackson filed concurring opinions. This NRA v. VULO emerged in the aftermath of the Parkland, Florida shooting February 14, 2018. The court's decision allows gun rights organization to proceed in its First Amendment claims in a lower court now. The district court had blocked motion to dismiss from both Ms. VULO and former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, but latter, of course, Cuomo did not appeal. So this case is moving forward. They get to bark about the right to own a firearm. And there's something else, too, about the right to own a firearm. There are a lot of people out there that understand that God has a natural given God-given right. They understand that you have a God-given right to defend yourself, no matter what the government says. Understand that. So, moving on, these military operations cloaked in the false premise of transcendence. Yeah, there's an article by Technocracy News here under Science and Technology, if you're getting our email blast, with the coordinated global release of the COVID-19 narrative in late 2019 and the subsequent illogical demands of governments. I mean, this is what they're going to do. Then they employ the military when people don't cooperate with this medical emergency. And, you know, the authorities are going to come up with a reason to isolate, mask, restrict social contact, except without question, whatever. Oh, yeah, they're safe and effective, and here's the military to enforce it. Well, I'm sorry, but you know what? At that point in time, it might not be worth living because you may end up having to take a few of them with you when they come to the door with a jab and mandate everybody get it. You see, that's where this is headed. They want people 60 years of age and over to be dead. Perfectly obvious. You know, I mean, from what Jay Valentine just told you, I mean, that's really disconcerting that the government is playing in it, participating in this whole thing. The government is actually controlling the entire narrative. The government is basically, what do they call that? Misprision of felony. The government has knowledge of the fact under 18 USC 4. Look it up. They have knowledge of the fact and they're allowing it to happen. In other words, they're an accomplice to the felony. And the courts, you think they're going to enforce all this stuff? I don't think so. So this is what we have to face this year. That's why we need to stay on the air, folks. I mean, this is a sad state of affairs in America when they got this garbage going on. And, of course, you know, the Take Our Border Back bunch is going to be on here shortly with us to talk about what's happening with this border problem we have, because that is what's catering to the overflow of immigrants that may be getting these illegal ballots and voting in our elections. And they're not citizens of the United States. And then you know what happened when everybody starts challenging the Electoral College and seeing this overwhelming Democrat majority and all these voters, there's only so many of them registered. You got 500,000 people registered to vote, but 600,000 ballots are cast. How does that work? Oh, well, let's go take a look at the census. No, it doesn't work like that. Well, if the Secretary of State of Elections says 600,000 people cast votes, must be so. Not yours to challenge. If you do, they're going to throw you in jail. You accuse the system, you accuse Dominion Voting or anybody else of rigging the election, well, they're going to just turn around and sue you. Wipe you out like they're doing to MyPillow and Mike Lindell. See, they got this all figured out. And the only way that you can keep this legitimate is to get involved on the local level. You won't be able to stop the government from committing fraud after fraud after fraud. And see, it's okay if they do it, but any one of you people do it. Yeah, it's okay for an NGO to do it, according to Jay Valentine, but it's not okay for the average Joe on the street to do it. So the thing is what if you were hanging around a shopping center with your ball bat and you saw somebody going in and picking up a whole stack of ballots and walking out the door with it? It's like, hey, where are you going with those? Yeah. And all of a sudden the guy starts talking Spanish and you clock him upside of the head and take the ballots away from him. Where are you going to take them? To the post office? I mean, if they're in on it, what good is it going to do, right? See, this is why you have to go vote. Because clocking some illegal in the head's not going to help. That is unless they're coming after you. But you see, the thing is, if the NGOs are behind this, these are nonprofit organizations, folks. And the IRS doesn't care. The IRS only cares if you file a tax return and give them money. That's what they care about. They don't care about anything else. And I'm not anti-government. Governments are necessary, just not this one. This one needs to change. Washington needs an enema. Yeah, it does. That's why they came up with that old adage, flush twice, it's a long way to Washington. In the energy and environment category, buried fortune of old copper wire is worth billions to telecoms. And this is one of the reasons why AT&T says that it's thinking about strategically looking at where all this 800,000 metric tons of copper is buried. It's worth more than $7 billion at today's prices, and they need it if they're going to make climate change work, because you're going to need all this copper wire to make batteries and copper cabling for all this, you know, futuristic stuff, right? So now they're going to go on a reclamation campaign. Good luck with that. Yeah, it's bad enough we got people stealing copper wire out of new construction projects. Now they're going to have to go dig it up. I don't know how practical that's going to be. Gardening, farming, and homesteading category. Yes, the Ozark Homesteading Expo is happening. It's an episode. It's happening September of 2024 up in Missouri. And for those, there is a shiitake mushroom workshop. Yeah, I said shiitake. All right. Yeah, this is an Austin Powers, and I'm not making a play on words here. It is an actual mushroom, folks. If you want to learn how to grow them, there is a workshop to learn how to do that. It's $30 to attend, and we've included the link to register if you want to learn how to grow them. Mushroom growing, apparently, from what I understand, is big business. And mushrooms, you know, from what they tell me, is healthy. I only like mushrooms when they're all, like, chopped up and we saute them, and they're good. And, like, my beef stroganoff, I like making that. That's a lot of fun. Even though, you know, I got to use gluten-free pasta or whatever the case may be, it's still fun to make, and it's tasty. Okay, let's move along here. In the COVID news, research is suggesting an unusual form of cell death causing severe COVID-19 lung damage. Well, I think we kind of knew that. After all, it is a recombinant virus. If it has the AIDS virus in it, it's capable of recombining itself and mutating itself 55 trillion times. Nobel laureate, yeah, discovered that. The 4% of the jab was HIV. And we're all just kind of playing this off. SARS-CoV-2 infection may cause severe pulmonary conditions such as pneumonia, inflammation, acute respiratory distress syndrome. But until now, researchers haven't understood the driving force behind the lung damage caused by COVID-19. Oh, but wait. Remember the FDA just approved the RSV virus? Oh, you've got what? Your lung's a little congested here. Let's give you the RSV shot. It's got all that gene therapy garbage in it to manipulate your DNA. Sounds like fun. Human cells have powerful mechanisms in them for maintaining survival, but when those mechanisms become impaired, lipid peroxides generated through normal metabolic activities can accumulate to toxic levels, damage cell membranes, and kill cells through a process known as ferroptosis. Thought we'd throw that out there. All right, so this is just kind of a real crazy thing that has happened in the last 24 hours, and we're kind of somewhat powerless to do anything about it. But, folks, I want to tell you right now, this is one of the reasons why, to end on a good note, that we need your donations here on the Power Hour as well as you supporting our partners. Now, who are our partners? Well, we have Prepper Beef. We have Richardson Nutritional Center. They have apricot seeds and B17 capsules, Lion Energy, EMP Shield, OptiVita Hemp Products, Sauna Space, The Grow Network, James McCanney Water Filters, My Pillow, Butterfly Essential Oils, Star West Botanicals, Bulk Herbs and Spices, Flag Connections, and EMF Rocks, among other things. So understand, this list grows every day, so check back. And also, we have proud partners like USCoinCapital.com. And they actually sponsored the show. So in addition to the donations and our sponsorships, we have partners. And if you buy from them, please let us know that you did purchase from them so that we can get our little kickback or our little share of the coin out there. I don't use like the word kickback. It sounds almost like what they just got Trump for in New York. But actually, this is, you know, they do give us a referral fee if we can be eloquent about it. And, of course, we're drop shipping a lot of things now because they're in stock and we actually can, you know, make sure they get to you quicker. All right, moving along here. Now, we have, there has been a campaign going on to try to stop this influx at the border. The Border Patrol realizes what's going on, but they've been ordered by this corrupt Biden administration that just convicted Trump to continue to let the hordes flow into this country. And the NGOs are basically, you know, giving them all sorts of means, $9,000 debit cards and everything else to continue to do what they're doing. Noelle Roberts joins us. She's with the Take Our Border Back North America Alliance Steering Committee. She is a team member from Arizona. Arizona, by the way, is a United States state. Welcome to the show, Noelle.
Thank you so much for having me today.
So what say you, what's happening? I see your Take Our Border Back. It's all in reverse, it looks like.
Oh, is it in reverse now? Because it, to me, it looks normal now.
Yeah, I know. It's all right. We get it. You know, we know what you guys are doing or trying to do anyway. You're America First Arizonan. you understand the importance of legal immigration.
Right.
But this is a daily fight that's going on. I mean, are we winning this war? What's happening in Arizona?
Yeah, so winning the war would be a stretch for sure. We're definitely in the fight every single day here, and nobody really hears about what's happening lately. They seem to have stopped reporting on Arizona border issues, actually, the last, I don't know, maybe month and a half, and they've moved off of Texas and Arizona into California as far as who is reporting what. The trickle in California, they say, is the largest ever. However, we know in Arizona come summer, we're looking at 10 to 15,000 illegal crossings a day. And that has been consistent through the last 3 years. So the millions that have poured across our borders, it is really evident here. I know California is going to have the same problems. They have so many already. It's going to exacerbate that. But what we're trying to do now, and we did this in February with California, Arizona, and Texas, the three states joined together. We had friends in all the states. And what we did was our Take Our Border Back Southern Border Convoy from the East Coast in Virginia down through the southern states, Louisiana, Florida, into Texas, through New Mexico. We had a rally on February 3rd in Texas. We had the same February 3rd rally in Yuma, Arizona. And then the morning of that date, they had one in San Ysidro also. Well, now we've gone global. You know, we have our neighbors. We work with our neighbors and in our states, in our neighborhoods, locally, but we have our neighbors to the south and the north, and our northern border is equally a problem as is our southern border. They don't report very often, but our friends in Canada and Mexico have recognized and come together with us for this phase two, as we're calling it, breaking bread, table talk, and prayer, is that we all have the same problems. We all feel the same pinch. We all see the same crime spikes. We all see the danger to our families. And people want to segregate us in so many different ways, including at our borders. But the people who know what's happening in all the countries in North America, which is now it's a North America alliance coming together, we know what it looks like. And we need to keep our voices front and center when the other people are diverting the information or just not reporting it whatsoever, which has been happening here.
Right. Well, and I know that a lot of these people, the NGOs, are processing these people as they're coming across the border. And I think there's like even a backlog from what I'm understanding. But then you have a guy named George Allen Kelly, and I'm sure that you are aware of that name because he just got prosecuted for allegedly shooting one of those illegals crossing the border. I mean, do you have any other stories, horror stories out there? I mean, this guy actually called the authorities and said, yeah, I've got a dead illegal on my property. I mean, literally, I mean, we were joking about having a chipper shredder, 40 acres and 12 hogs could literally get rid of the evidence. But yeah, the thing is, I mean, how inhumane. Now we sound like we're monsters as bad as the government. But see, the thing is we know what the government is doing, and the government has got these NGOs and they're paying them to smuggle these immigrants in. I mean, have you come up with any solutions to combat this?
Well, you know, our solution is peacefully and lawfully gathering, using our First Amendment rights as it is meant to be and still exists in our U.S. Constitution, our Bill of Rights. They say that we don't have our freedoms anymore, and that is true to a certain extent. So what we need to do is the people who want to do this legally and lawfully with us, we welcome all of you. And we need to exercise these rights before they legitimately are taken away from us personally. You know, we don't have authority in the elected office positions. We don't have the authority in our law enforcement bureaus. But what we can do as people who pay our taxes, who do appreciate our law enforcement and our systems, even after what happened yesterday, travesty of justice, certainly, we have to utilize them before we literally lose them. You know, it's like riding the bike. You got to do it, or you forget what it looks like. And so we want to exercise our rights, keep the spotlight where it belongs at our northern and southern borders going forward. No matter what they say, what they do, you can feel it all across the nation. At takeourborderback.com, if you go to the website, it is a robust website. You will see all the information from our phase one in the three states, and now you will see a lot of information on the Alliance tab with our North America Alliance with our neighbors in Canada and Mexico. We have enlisted many, many people. Eddie Cornell in Canada, I don't know if you're familiar. He did bring a lawsuit against Justin Trudeau. It was successful for the Emergency Acts that were violated against those people. And in Mexico, we have a lot of pastors that have linked up with us. You know, it's a spiritual warfare. It's an emotional battle. It's a physical battle. Of course, the crime that's rampant. We have families. We all cherish our kids and our loved ones and our neighbors. And we need to make sure that if whatever tools we have in our tool chest, which is our voice, that we have to use it. So we're going to be meeting in 5 states, actually, starting at the end of June. And the states we're meeting is are going to start in California, move into Texas in July, and then we're going to Montana in August. September is New York, and then Arizona back here in Yuma in October. November, we're going to have a special event, and our neighbors will be meeting with us in those northern and southern locations. You can check it all out at our flyer with all the dates to follow. And we highly encourage you to get involved by getting on our contact page, filling that out so we can keep you updated. Things are happening very rapidly. Of course, 3 nations coming together. It's not a simple haul. So we do have a Give, Send, Go. It's givesendgo.com/takeourborderback. We need help. Last time we did it out of our pocket, 6 friends who got together in those 3 states. But this is a little bit bigger than that. And our country's in peril in so many ways. This is just one faction of that that we need to look at and take note and get involved.
And you're a registered voter.
Yes. Yes.
See, I gotta point that out because, see, after what Jay Valentine just talked to us about, he's with Omega4America.com, and he was telling us the government is behind the rigging of the election because they basically allow these NGOs to collect all these ballots that the post office brings back and then just give them to all these types of people out there that can literally, without being registered to vote, fill out one of these things and fudge the polls. Yeah. You're an elected precinct and state committee person for what's LD3?
LD3, a legislative district 3.
Ah, okay. Yeah, see, because I see all these show notes and I got to ask for clarification.
That's
on
okay.
This.
So, yeah.
But the thing is you bothered to get involved. This is how you did it.
That's it. That's what you have to do. Grassroots movement is the most important movement. What happens at your local, state, county levels? Honestly, if you don't know what's happening, I started recently this year going to our Board of Supervisors meetings. I know that's a hot topic across the nation. And if you go to the meetings, which are all public, as well as your House and your state Senate, you can sit in and see what they're passing as bills. You can speak at the microphone, which I have done many times now, and give your opinion one way or the other. Sometimes it works, sometimes it does not, depending on who holds the majority in that session. But it is important to at least educate yourself. So here in Arizona, I'm known as Patriot Mom 007, pretty self-explanatory on that username. And you know, what I found is if you don't learn about what's happening, you can't even affect it, and you really can't even talk about it, and you can't complain about it later either. So for all of those who are sitting on the couch, who hear about this, who do complain because taxes are high, inflation's high, you can't buy groceries or the ones you want that day at the store, you need to just reach out to people. You can Google things. Use Google to your advantage, not to theirs, I always say. Find out what resources are available. Google your governments locally. You can get on Facebook. There are so many. Just Google your state and Republicans. There will be 20 groups you can join today and get the information. And then tell your friends and neighbors to do the same. Get yourself to the ballot boxes for the primary. The primaries are very important here in Arizona. Certainly, you know, we have highly interesting and contested races all day long. So it is important that you vote in the primary, not just in November, both equally. Don't listen to what they say. Despite the machines being a problem here in Arizona, they were in 2020 and 22 as well. We still have to show up to have our voices heard, and we can fight it out later. But don't get complacent and let them deter you from being that voice on ballot and voting day.
Right. Well, since we have a little bit of time left before we're going to take a break and bring Scotty Sachs in, how, if you could explain, because, I mean, this is vital. People hear that you were elected a precinct and state committee person for Legislative District 3. Now, their question is, okay, that's all well and good, but can you take me step by step as to how you got to that point. Where did you go? Who did you talk to? Because apparently it's not what you know, it's who you know. But right. I mean, there is a certain amount as far as being a lobbyist or whatever the case may be. The Texit movement trained me in lobbying and how powerful that is. And that there is a process to get to the state legislature and lobby them. Everybody's got one, but I was actually trained to lobby the Texas state legislature. So how did you become a committee person or a precinct chairman? I mean, what did you do to get to that level?
So in Arizona, our legislative process is very simple. I had a neighbor. I met her at a local event, a political event. It's probably a Trump event, if I had to be honest. Most of them are out here. And despite what you hear, a lot of support for President Trump. And turned out she was in my neighborhood. She happened to be our precinct captain. So each neighborhood, if you will have a captain. And then come the next round, you basically go to your neighbors. You explain who you are. You say, hey, I'd like to run. I need to be elected. You get signatures. And then you turn those into your Maricopa County for us chair. They approve you based on the signatures for election. That's precinct. State committee, your body of legislative precinct committeemen vote for state committeemen, which allows us to vote for the AZGOP here. And we just had a change. You know, Gina Swoboda came in January, and Jeff DeWitt had to resign, honestly, in shame, I'm sure, for the bribe that we found out he gave Carrie Lake. And so that it's a real simple process. Google legislative district. Meet your neighbors. You will find a captain near you in every area, every city, every state we have in the country. And it's that simple. To get to the lobbyist position, like you mentioned, we do have classes here. You can also Google lobby classes. Some of our educational organizations offer those, and it's up to you to take them and get involved on that next level. I have not done so. I have my hands full.
I bet you do.
It's Arizona's a lot. We're a big ball of wax over here. So you guys have to keep looking out for Arizona. But wherever you are, talk to your friends, neighbors, go to your meetings. You see a meet and greet, go meet your candidates. I can't impress upon you enough. I have a YouTube channel with our candidates. I do a lot of candidate interviews at Patriot_Mon007 because people can't always get to meet and greets, but you should know who you're voting for. Try not to listen to online versions of that person. Get to know them yourself so you know. And the judges, don't skip the judges on the ballot. Sometimes people vote up, they don't vote down. Please, it's important to know the entire ballot and cast your vote. Get some of these people out who have not been doing their job on behalf of people. That's a big
good
thing.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, the judge.
Considering them. Yeah.
Yeah, judge. Considering what just happened in New York, that's what truly got
it's
me.
Everywhere, you know, it's not New York. Nothing's isolated anymore. Our country, our continent here, our nation between our southern and northern borders, it is happening everywhere. The travesties here are the same in Mexico. The governments here are the same in Canada, and they're all trampling on everybody's rights. From the pandemic all the way today. So you got to get on takeourborderback.com. We really want you to get involved. If not with us, somehow, just it's important to save our country, our nation, our states, for our families and our future, for our children, honestly.
Yeah, it makes sense. And see, the way I contribute is I host a radio show. Noelle Roberts, thank you so much. God bless you for the work you're doing. We will talk again soon, I'm sure, as 2024, November 5, heads in our direction. We will be back with Scotty Sachs after the break, folks. We'll continue our conversation about Take Our Border Back with our guests here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Yes, friend. And you are my friend. This is the power. Banana Republic or not, we're here. 33 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time here, where we are. Scotty Sachs, who is a 40-year veteran of mainstream media. We call him MSM. Served in every capacity in TV and radio production and syndication. His work includes projects with I'm almost Johnny Cash. Yeah, see, I'm wearing all black today, Scotty, but I'm in mourning after what happened yesterday. You also hooked up with James Brown. You know, James Brown, you know, that guy. Huh, good God, I just got out of the pen and I got to go to Mickey D's and get some burgers and fries. Ow! Yeah, that James Brown. You know, I feel good. The Blue Angels. U.S. Navy Flight Squadron. I mean, you've got quite the resume there, sir.
Yeah, it's haven't done those things in a few years now, but yes, in a past life, I saw a lot of things that some of them you can't even talk about. You can imagine.
Well, I know you. Everybody's got radio stories, including me, because I've been in the business since 1968. So you and I have a long history. We could sit down and talk for hours about this, but. See, here's the thing. You got aligned with Take Our Border Back, North American Alliance, and just out of curiosity, where are we at on this? We just got off the phone with Noel, so what's your position in this whole equation? Where are you? What are you getting involved in? Give us the lowdown on that.
Sure thing. Thanks for having us on the show today. I know you're having my compatriots on as well. I got involved at the very beginning. The idea was brought to me for Take Our Border Back by a couple of good friends, Mark Anthony and Kim Yater. And they said, would you like to be on a steering committee and help us direct the efforts? And I said, absolutely, because taking our border back is one of those things that has got to be done. You know, another 6 months or a year of these open borders, I don't care what Trump says, it's going to be really hard to clean it up. Now, they tell us that people are being tracked. They got them on speed dial. They know where they're at. How can you know where 20 million people are at? It doesn't make sense to me. So anyhow, I know this is one of our big issues, taking our borders back. You know, now the ballot box is going to be impacted by these illegals. They're going to make them all eligible to vote. So I knew it was important to get involved. We did our first event in February, if you remember. I think we were on your show.
Yes, you were.
And it went off great. Noel might have told you we had about 10,000 people participate between Tucker and Glenn Beck and all the great patriots that featured us on their podcast. We had close to 100 million hits and views, and we decided we're not done. We're going to do, over the next several months, starting the end of June, we're going to do 5 events in 3 countries with one heart and one soul and one purpose, and that is to hold our elected officials accountable.
Yeah, see, that's good. You know, given what happened to Trump right now, the rule of law has been basically abrogated, and we're in a world of hurt right now, and people are, some of us are discouraged, some of us are jumping up and down thinking this is the most wonderful thing that could ever happen because he would ruin democracy because they're the De Niro or delusional or whatever you want to call them followers. You know, in the Biden administration, I just prayed that President Trump cancels these 2 debates with Biden because there is no fair debate at this point in time. He needs to go out and campaign like crazy. But the thing is that this has been one of his talking points, is trying to track down and deport, if he gets elected, all of these individuals out there. I mean, he's fighting his own internal struggles as well as trying to help. Has the RNC or anyone been in touch with you guys regarding any kind of solution that you could help with?
No, but I have had a chance to. The RNC, forget about. They're the Rhino National Committee, and they are the part of the Uniparty. We understand what's going on in D.C. It's a Uniparty. But yeah. I have had a chance to speak to Tom Homan.
Oh, good. Yeah, Tom's been on the show.
And he was very encouraging. He said, have no fear. We can get these people. It's going to take a little longer. President Trump makes it sound like, you know, it'll happen in 24 hours. And that ain't happening. Tom Homan said, you know, 9 months to a year it's going to take to get them all out. But he indicated they do know where the majority of these guys are at. And they've got a beat on them, and they are going to get them out of here. So I was encouraged because Tom Homan is really a straight shooter, as you know.
He is, and the thing is that, you know, we had related the George Allen Kelly story to him the last time we were on there because he allegedly shot somebody and they tried to prosecute him for it. But see, the thing is he called the authorities. I mean, and I know when you guys did this convoy that a lot of people showed up and that it was peaceful, and a lot of it, you know, this is the thing. I'm getting feedback from various sectors that are all saying, oh, it was like the mouse that roared. Yeah, they got together. Yeah, they had a rally. What good did it do? And I'm like, well, it brought awareness for one. What else did it do? Because, I mean, that's number one. People need to know there are other people out there that are really serious about this nonsense at our borders. So, you know, fill us in on what else. What solutions did you come up with?
Well, you know, you can't solve a problem until you identify it first. So you're right. It brought awareness to the problem. And it brought some seriousness to the issues. I think the most important thing, we got a lot of people involved with us and active. We turned hundreds of people into thousands, and people are engaging. And we've been contacted on many fronts. When is your next event? We've got to keep this going. If nothing else, we keep a spotlight on it, and we don't let the issues die. So there's 2 things we could do: do nothing or do something, right? I'd rather do something than nothing. So something is better than nothing. It's not ideal. It's not a perfect world. We're not changing the world overnight. But listen, this didn't happen. The deep state and what we're up against didn't happen overnight either. It happened over probably hundreds of years. At least we know the 50s and 60s when they infiltrated mainstream media with the CIA Operation Mockingbird. We know they've been at this at least 60 some years, but it's probably longer. So we're not going to solve it overnight. If we don't stick to taking action and doing something and bringing awareness and getting people engaged, it's hopeless if you take no action. Nothing good comes from inactivity.
Yeah, I understand that. And you're right. I mean, we could just sit in our duff and do nothing, like my dad always said, or we can actually do something. And because of the fact that you have Sovereign Radio on KYYW, both AM and FM, the thing is that, I mean, you're what, in 5 radio markets now in Texas and California?
That's correct, sir. We're going into syndication in 2025, so hopefully this time next year we'll be in 100 markets. But, you know, I think the big difference this time, Dave, is we've engaged patriots in 2 other countries. We've got a contingency in Canada and a contingency in Mexico. We're working with them on a daily basis. We're in discussions. And we're going to be 3 countries involved in the border event this time. We're going to meet with the Canadians on the northern border, the Mexicans on the southern border. We're going to get together and pray together, and we're going to talk about the issues. We're calling it table talk and breaking bread, table talk, and prayer. We're going to break bread. We're going to talk about the issues, and we hope to bring back, and we will bring back to We the People, some solutions they can implement at a local level. You know, there's a county in California, of all places, Shasta County, that threw their school board out. They took over the school board, and they implemented a new school board with parents that care. No more drag queen story hours, no more transgender, the DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion bullcrap is gone from Shasta County. This is where we're at. We've got to bring strategies back to take our county boards, our county boards, our school boards, our sheriffs. So important to engage with a constitutional sheriff that's willing to step up, enforce the Constitution. So the whole goal of our event, Dave, is to bring action to the local level. We can't do anything globally on a national level. We're pretty handcuffed, I think, at a global big picture level. But in our backyards, we have total control of our school boards, our county boards, our city halls, our sheriffs, and that's where our focus is, to take those back.
Well, and that's a good point, because I know you know Richard Mack, right?
Oh,
you've had him on the show.
Great man.
Yes, yeah. He is. Now, this is the thing. He goes around the country training the sheriffs in how to be a constitutional sheriff. I think that if we had a constitutional sheriff in Pulaski County, Arkansas, what happened to Brian Malinowski might never have happened. And so you bring up a valid point, because if the sheriff knows that you're trying to do everything right and by the book, if the federal government comes in here and decides that they're going to shut off your freedom of speech, you have somebody that will back you, instead of like that moron in McLennan County, Texas, that just let the feds come in and run amok and kill all those women and children at Waco, because this is where we're headed if we don't stand up and do something. Would that be a fair statement?
I think it's more than fair. I think you're on point, Dave. I think the most powerful person in the county is the elected sheriff. And if you've got a sheriff who will stand for the rule of law and back the Constitution, you've got the greatest ally in the world. If you've got a sheriff who will allow you to form posses, i.e. militias, and you can have on standby some well-trained, well-oiled militias, and I know there are a lot out there. They're laying low. They're very quiet. And in part because General Flynn has told them, now is not the time to advance the militia agenda. We're not there yet. We're not even close. It may come a time, but we need to be prepared. And the only guy that can help us prepare in that regard is the sheriff. The sheriff can pretty much take names, kick butt and take names, right? He's got the power in a county. I think it's safe to say the most powerful elected official in any county is the sheriff.
And if they're corrupt, we're in trouble.
Big trouble. Yeah. Look what happened. Well,
you know, see how much stuff we really agree on, Scotty? Right. Jeez, man. I mean, I love it. You know, I love having these conversations. I'll have to come on your show sometime. We'll continue this conversation.
Yeah, let's make sure we book you on the show next month, all right?
Yeah, that'd be great. I'll tell you what. I mean, because right now our country is in trouble. after what just happened with the justice system in New York. I mean, when you got Dershowitz, who's a Democrat, sitting there complaining about the same thing that Jonathan Turley from George Washington University is complaining about, and you see the judge giving the jury instructions. I just warned the jury on the show this morning, you better be looking over your back, because I said they'll dox you, they'll find you, because you don't just decide 37 counts and convict the former president of a felony. I mean, this is the first in American history this has happened, and this is one of the reasons why people like you that have Sovereign Radio and podcasters out there need to rise up and start paying attention and letting all the people know, look, we're all on a level playing field here. We're all, you open your mouth and you say something the government doesn't like, and now they're on your front door. So, you know, that's why you need your sheriff, and I'm glad you brought that up.
You know, our mission of Take Our Border Back, getting back to it, is we the people as sovereign individuals, we've got to restore our sovereignty as a nation, and we do that by ensuring the governments start with closing the borders and protecting our ballot box. So we've got to keep the pressure on. You know, it's there's a pressure point. There is a breaking point, as we saw in Shasta County. And what if we can get people pissed off enough? I'm hoping that, you know, what's going on with the complete eradication of the rule of law, our DOD, our Department of Justice, the DOJ, totally corrupt. We understand that. But we need people to get pissed off enough to do something about it. So we're going to keep going. We got to try to keep a spotlight on the borders, empower citizens with resources, strategies, and action plans to ensure accountability, and we got to change things at a local level with sheriffs, city councils, county boards, school boards. You know, peaceful, prayerful, constitutional action. Martin Luther King had it right. We hold these truths to be self-evident. You know the rest. So we want people to join us to hold governments accountable and restore power to the people. We can either sit back and go, nah, we can't change things. It's too far gone. And maybe in some circles it is. See, I do believe at a global perspective, we the people can't do much at this point. Things have to work themselves out. And I'm an optimist. The glass is half full for me. But what we can do is do what they did in Shasta County. Get people pissed off enough where they march into their school board. They just say no mas, no more. And they overthrow their school boards. Or they start electing constitutional sheriffs and people who on the county boards and school boards will hold government accountable to our principles. You know, this nation was still founded on the Mexicans and Canadians we're working with, Dave. They envy our Constitution. They tell us all the time, you guys are lucky you have that Constitution.
Well, you know, and the beauty of it is we have Eddie Cornell joining us right now. Scotty, stay on the horn. Eddie, how are you, sir?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, Scotty's with us here, too. And you are the team member from Ontario, Canada. You actually brought a case against Trudeau and won?
I did. I was part of a team that held the government to account for imposing the Emergency Act and freezing of our bank accounts. It took about 2 years, but we won that one. It was a pretty historic lawsuit here in Canada.
Yeah, the downside of it is, though, is that some of your founders, like Tamara Leash, are still going through hell up there.
Well, that's true. Yeah, Lawfare is still part of the big game here in Canada. I know Tamara quite well. And yeah, they're being persecuted. And, you know, it's all for political gain, really. You know, our government seems to like to punish political dissidents or people that speak out. So, you know, but they've exposed themselves. That's okay. They're not going to be around that much longer.
Wow. I can only hope. I mean, you are the Canadian Armed Forces veteran. And thank you for your service, by the way, because I know, you went in to do the right thing, and that's what's happening here. But this Emergencies Act, I mean, they really tried to overreach, for lack of a better term, in Canada, shutting down people's bank accounts. But, I mean, it literally unzipped their fly and showed everybody what they were capable of. I mean, that's pretty scary stuff.
Yeah, it really is. Think about it, you know, whether you agree with what we did as part of the trucker convoy or not, you know, if the political powers at the moment, whoever is in power, could use that to deter somebody from speaking up against them, that's a pretty scary thought. You know, I was one of them that had the bank accounts frozen along with 256 other people, and I committed no crime. I wasn't charged with a crime, but they just decided they were going to punish me and lock everything I owned down. And it was minus 25 in Ottawa. I had no way of getting home if, you know, I had no money, if it wasn't for the kindness of others to, you know, give me a few bucks to put gas in my vehicle. I actually live in New Brunswick, which is the east coast of Canada. So
right.
It's about 1,600 kilometers from Ottawa. And it was pretty horrendous. You know, they locked everything down with no avenue for appeal or not even knowing if or when they'd ever unlock it again.
That's kind of sad because Trudeau, that's what I call him, you know, the guy is a monster. And now they've got assisted suicide and everything else. And, I mean, they're literally suggesting in the community, I mean, they mandated jabs. People are dropping dead. People are adversely affected. I mean, this whole thing, did they mandate veterans get the jab as well up there?
They sure did. Yeah. Oh. They mandated the Canadian Forces, all personnel, to get the jab, and those who didn't were kicked out, or a lot of people actually left on their own accord because they didn't want to take it. It was horrendous. And right, now they're actually changing it so if they want to come back, they can come back. Okay, fine.
Oh, yeah. See, now you're co-founder of Veterans for Freedom. Now, is this a consortium of veterans that basically said, no, we're not taking the jab. No, we're not going to comply with what you're telling us. You know, we're standing up for what's right, not for what you think.
Well, you know, we're a small group, really. We're about 3,500 across the country. There's four.
That's a pretty good size, really.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Well, there's about 460,000 veterans in Canada. So, you know, we represent a very small group, but they're like-minded people who, you know, basically are fighting in the ideological battle space. A lot of the veterans that are part of our group were actually, you know, participants in the trucker convoy back in 2022. And if you go back in history, why veterans stood up in such great numbers against the jabs and mandates and so on, a lot of soldiers were exposed to an experimental drug called mefloquine. And, you know, it was a very dangerous drug, and people are suffering very bad side effects from it. So they knew all too well what it was like to have an experimental drug that didn't work.
That is sad. So take our border back. Tell me what's going on up in Canada and how you are plugged into the network.
Well, basically what we want to do is, you know, expose the world to what's going on here in Canada. We've got Mexico, United States, and Canada. You know, Canada is kind of flying under the radar in most people's mind because, you know, we're such a small country. You know, as of 2015, we were 35 million under Trudeau. We're now sitting at 41 million since he came to power. That's a massive increase in our population with migrants and immigrants. So we want to bring attention to that. And also the 19 and the 21 elections, which he won barely, but he did win. And he's in a coalition or a, you know, minority status here in Canada with the New Democratic Party sort of propping them up. We had massive Chinese influence in these elections. Now, of course, they're going to say it really didn't affect the outcome of the election. But who knows? We really can't get the documents. They won't release them. They're keeping things secret. So how much influence did, you know, China and foreign powers have in our elections? So we want to expose what this government's doing. They're importing our replacements. And I have nothing against immigration, but there's a way to do it. And it's not this way. We can't sustain this level of migration in our country. We don't have enough housing. We don't have enough medical. We don't have enough infrastructure to support this. So, you know, we're going to partner with our Mexican and American friends and reach across the table and say, hey, you know, we're all in this on the same side. We need to work together. And it looks like your problems are the same problems we're having. And with us united, there's strength. And I know the governments do not want us to come together.
No, they don't. And the bigger problem is that a lot of us have become aware, especially in Canada, that you have a lot of Chinese troops there training. What do you know about that?
Well, we did have Chinese troops training several years back. That's not happening at the moment. Hmm. But what they're doing is they're now putting out the recruiting call for all of the migrants, you know, from India, from China, from the Middle East, from South America. They're waiving sort of all the rules that you'd have to join our military and allowing these people to come in as landed immigrants or, you know, they're not even citizens at this point, but they're allowed to join our military. And they'll follow up on, you know, security screening and testing in the future. And the one thing that's kind of scary is they don't even have to speak English. The rule is as long as they can use Google Translate, that's good enough.
Oh, my God. And with Google going into AI, Lord knows what they're saying and how it's going to get translated. Oh, my God. This is just crazy because I served down here in the military. So I'm a veteran as well. So I feel sorry for you guys on that note. But, it is a sad state of affairs when you guys are being invaded as well. Canada, the neighbor to the north, and you don't have that constitution that's being violated repeatedly like ours is on a regular basis. What are your friends telling you about what happened yesterday in New York?
They're watching pretty close. You know, when you can convict, former president with 34 charges, trumped up charges, not trying to have a pun there, but
right.
there wasn't really any proof to my mind of a crime. And yet he was convicted on 34 counts. If that isn't lawfare, I don't know what is. All I can say is please, everybody, stay peaceful, nonviolent. We're going to get this. This is what they're trying to do. They're trying to make us rise up and fight and commit violent acts. That's not what we're about. We're going to beat these people and beat them fair and square.
I appreciate that, Eddie. Thanks for the vote of confidence. Thank you so much for joining us, too. God bless you for the work you're doing.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Same to you.
And thank you for your service. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time for today, and we appreciate you joining us for this segment. I know it's just been a horrendous 24 hours for most of you that have become aware of what's going on in this country. Everybody's watching. Everybody's keeping an eye on it. As you know, you've got to keep us on the air to shop the Power Mall and do it today. PowerMall.com, thepowermall.com. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. Sharon, King Yahweh, righteous Son, King Yahweh, the three in one, King Yahweh.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products.
and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com.